It is that time of year again, my friend, when we start looking ahead to the next year and what big changes or shifts we want to make with the fresh start that January 1st brings. But how do you actually choose what changes or what shifts that you want to make and which ones will stay on the dream list for another year or so? Well, in today's episode, that's exactly what we're diving into. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? So at the time of this episode coming out, it is November 30th of 2021, which means we have exactly 32 days left in 2021. And that means that there are 32 days in 2021 well, and begin to imagine how 2022 can be different, better, and the year that everything changes for you. This time of year is exciting because there's lots of celebrating and reflecting, but also this inevitable fresh start coming on January 1st that I know that I always feel this way, and I know so many others want to leverage so they can continue to grow in their life and in their health, their wealth, their business, relationships, their legacy, and their personal fulfillment. But what I often see happen is that this process of setting new goals and choosing what to focus on is either overwhelming initially, so you never actually do it, or you start to get into it, you choose 30 different goals because you want to change all the things, you want to grow in all the things, and then you get burnout by January 17th or so, right? And so then you are left setting the same goals year after year and not making any real progress. And believe me, I get that. I used to do that. That used to be me. That's how I can speak so well to this, not only because my students and my clients have come to me and told me these things, but also I used to do that as well. I used to set all the New Year's resolutions, you know, make more money, get more fit, eat better, make my marriage better, make working out a regular part of my lifestyle, stop watching so much damn TV, finally do all the things that I had been saying that I wanted to do. But those were the same year after year until one year I decided to get off the hamster wheel and try something different. I envisioned my life a year later and wrote down everything that came to me, everything that I could see, everything that I can envision. But then I made an actual plan for how I was going to get from where I was to where I wanted to go. And part of that plan was prioritizing what I was going to focus on, right? Because if I had just stopped at the, you know, envisioning where I wanted to be in a year, I would have written down the 30 goals and got burnt out and not gotten anywhere. But I created a plan. I made an actual plan for how I was going to get from where I was to where I wanted to go. And I used the full 12 months in my plan. And that process is one that I've used for the past 3 years and I'm getting ready to use for the fourth year in a row to plan out my own 2022. And because of how effective yet simple that process is, I actually take others through that process on a regular basis, a couple times a year. And if help with setting and achieving your goals is something that you'd like a little bit of help with, you can actually join me for this next round of it. So on December 6th, 7th, and 8th, you can join me for Goal Getter Live, which is my signature workshop. It's now a 3-day workshop. It used to be a 1-day, 2-hour workshop, and I've extended it. It's my signature workshop where I walk you through setting goals that mean something to you and then creating an actionable plan for how to achieve them. It's the exact process that I use and I teach it to others. It's pretty cool. In fact, Because you're listening to this podcast, you can actually get $10 off your ticket by using the code podcast at checkout. Okay? So, but I don't want you to have to come to the workshop in order to understand how to prioritize and how to choose your goals. So that would be a really short podcast episode, right? So I want to give you a little bit of insight into kind of some higher level things that you can do on how to choose your goals, how to choose your business and life goals for 2022. So the first thing that I want you to do is to reflect. So you are not setting goals in a vacuum, right? You have real experiences and information to draw from. And specifically when I think about reflection, I think about the past year, especially as we're coming to the end of 2021, getting ready for 2022. I look at 2021 for reflection, but also if this is not something you've ever done before, you can go back even a few years if you'd really like to and give yourself a lot of good data, a lot of good information. So whenever you are sitting down to actually set goals, you have what you need. Okay. So a few questions that I like to ask myself, that I like to journal on, that I like to ponder as I'm reflecting is, over the past year, specifically, what has been pulling at me or what has been kind of giving me that, has been on my heart, right? What is something or some things that continue to come up over and over and over again, right? Just by getting it out of your head and writing it down, by the way, the answers to these questions is going to give you so much insight. So I highly recommend that you do that. Also, if you set goals for this year, 2021, how did you do on those goals? How did your process of setting goals go this year? If you wrote them down, wonderful. You are among a very tiny percentage of the population that actually sets goals and writes them down. Very, very small percentage of the population. But if you wrote them down, go pull them out and see, okay, how did you do on this year's goals? Did you meet them? Did you exceed them? Do you want to take those goals a step further as you move into 2022? Or do you need to reevaluate if it's still a priority? Right? Things change. We set goals. We set plans. We do all of these things based on the information we have at any given time. But as we have new experiences, as we get new information, you are allowed to go back and reevaluate, is this still necessary? Is this still where I want to go? And is it still important to me? That doesn't make you flaky or inconsistent. It's called evolution and pivoting. And it's actually a really, really, really necessary thing in business and in life if you want to be successful at it. So do you need to reevaluate if those goals are a priority or not? Another question that I like to ask myself in reflection is, how do you feel in your daily and weekly life? So this goes from like big picture the whole year down to more granular. What kind of rhythms are you going through on a week-to-week basis or on a day-to-day basis? Are you, you know, you may have been like, oh yeah, I had a good year, but man, every day I really am so stressed out and I end the day questioning why I'm doing all of this, right? So it may not be as bleak as that, which I hope it's not, but if it is, those are things that you need to be aware of as you're getting ready to plan 2022, because it's not just all about how much more can I do. It's about how intentional can I be with the limited resources that I have of time and money and energy and cognitive bandwidth to create a life that I'm actually really excited about. To create a life that I'm proud of, that supports me in doing all the things that I want to do, right? So that question is one you can answer. I want to mention a tool that is used a lot in business and life coaching. I don't personally use it with my clients, but I know that a lot of other people use it. My coach uses it and it's just, again, another way to gather data, and it's called the Wheel of Life Satisfaction. And so basically what it looks like is a pie, basically. It's divided usually anywhere between 6 to 9, 10 different pieces of your life. So things would be like career, business, finances, spouse, family, friends, fun, recreation, health, things like that. And basically, you go through and you rate how you feel, how satisfied you feel in each one of those different aspects of your life. And the process of doing that, and then you go in and you like fill in the wheel, and basically the closer you are to the center of the wheel, the least satisfied you are, the less satisfied you are with that particular aspect. And the further you get out from the wheel, it's usually on a scale of 1 to 10. And the further you get out, the higher you rate something, you know, the more satisfied you feel with it. And so what it does, it creates a visual representation of how satisfied you are with each aspect of your life, but also how balanced or unbalanced your satisfaction in your life is. So let me give you an example. So say you are super satisfied with your career, but your personal relationship with your spouse is maybe a 2. So you put career at a 9 and you put your spouse at a 2. The visual representation of that on the wheel is the little pie piece where your spouse or the spouse relationship is going to be filled in. It's going to be super, super tiny, while the other one is going to be super, super large. And so you can kind of see, it's called a wheel. If you were actually to create a physical wheel out of it, it would be really, really bumpy and ineffective as a wheel to actually use on a vehicle or anything like that. So the point of that is to create a visual representation for how satisfied you are with all aspects of your life. Now, if you want to go do that, I highly recommend that's something that you lean into, and that can give you really good information as well. One final thing that I want to encourage you to do in your reflection is what I call the fangirl framework. So it's no secret that I'm a Jonas Brothers fan, and I have cultivated that part of my life because it is something that brings me joy. Unapologetic joy. And I've noticed that other entrepreneurs, especially the moms, have forgotten how or forbidden themselves from doing something just because it brings them joy. It always has to have some ulterior motive, right? It has to benefit somebody else somehow, either directly or indirectly. So this fangirl framework is basically asking yourself, if you didn't have any responsibilities in the whole world and no one would know, meaning you wouldn't have to explain it to anybody, what would you do more of? This question is one that has radically changed my life, not only in how I show up in being a fangirl for the Jonas Brothers, but also how I show up in being myself in life and business. So I highly, highly recommend that that is on your reflection list. So again, I actually ask these kinds of questions in preparation for Goal Getter Live each time I run it. And you can actually join me again. I just want to remind you, you can join me for $10 off your ticket to Goal Getter Live on December 6th, 7th, and 8th for just by using the code podcast at checkout. Okay. All right. So once you've gone through and you've reflected, you've answered some questions, you've journaled on kind of what the past year has meant to you, how well it's gone and things like that, then it's time to start to brainstorm where you're going. Notice we didn't start here because, again, we don't create goals in a vacuum. You have lots of experiences. You have lots of information that you can draw from, so you aren't starting from zero. It's always easier to start with some sort of base, whether you're creating content, whether you are writing a book, whether you are creating Instagram posts or captions or reels, or if you're sitting down to set goals. It's always easier to start somewhere with and edit something and start from that than it is to start with a blank piece of paper. So that's why we do reflection first. So the brainstorm part of this process is where you really give yourself some space to dream. So the way that I do this is you can envision yourself a year from now. I also take my private one-on-one clients through a meditation where we envision 10 years from now, because it gives enough time and space to really make some big changes. But the idea is you envision what your best self is doing sometime in the future, and then you reverse engineer that. What do you do in that, as that best you version a year from now or 5 years from now or 10 years from now? What do you see yourself doing? What do you have? What are the physical things that you have, but also what are the skills and the talents and the things that you're capable of? And who are you surrounded by? So all of these questions, again, I will walk you through this in Goal Getter Live, but they're all questions that you can kind of take and brainstorm, and again, look back at your notes from your reflection to make sure that you are moving forward in a way that is really going to align with where you want to go and not just what you think you should do. Okay? So then once you have this giant list of goals, then this is the part where everybody starts to cringe, because the third step is to prioritize. Now, this is the secret sauce, because like I said before, we don't want to end up with 30 goals that we're all trying to work on at the same time, get totally burnt out from all this change, and not have any fail-safes in place to make sure that you can continue to move forward. And then you stop working towards these things until, you know, midway through the year or next December or your birthday, when you're like, oh, I could have been so much further along, but I just wasted time. So this is going to be the thing that helps you prioritize, get focused, and actually move forward on the goals rather than get overwhelmed by them, okay? So this first concept in terms of prioritizing is not my own. It's one that I have modified and taken from Gary Keller and his book, The One Thing. His whole premise of The One Thing is, what is the one thing that if you chose to do it, if you achieved it, would make everything else easier or unnecessary? So as you're looking at your goal list, look at that and say, okay, all of these things are intertwined, right? All of these things are going to play on one another. They're all going to affect your ability to do other things, right? So what is the one thing that if you focused on that exclusively and you achieved that goal, that it would make everything else on your goal list easier or completely unnecessary? And unnecessary meaning it would no longer need to happen because you would have gotten the result that you wanted from achieving the other thing, right? So an example that I give is, usually as entrepreneurs, we are sleep deprived. We are. I mean, moms are sleep deprived. Humans in general in the United States are sleep deprived. And so one of the goals that I usually start with a lot of students and a lot of clients, are how much sleep are you getting and how much sleep do you need to get? And just by focusing on that, now it could be like, that's not even on the radar, but sleep affects so many other parts of your life. It affects your business. It affects your relationships. It affects your health. It affects your ability to continue to move forward on everything else. So that's usually where I suggest people start. I've had to do that to myself too, by the way. Like, all of these things I test out on myself before I go and use students and clients as guinea pigs. So that is an example. Also, your health. It's going to be really, really, really hard to put in 10, 12, 16-hour workdays for your business if you're sick all the time, or if you're not fueling your body and fueling your mind in a way that uses your energy and cognitive bandwidth in the best way possible. So those are just ideas. That's what I mean by looking at it as to, what are the things that if you accomplished them, they would make everything else easier, right? As you're doing this, I want you to make sure that as you're looking at your brainstormed list, as you're prioritizing, I want you to be aware of the should do's, okay? Now, we all have responsibilities. We all have things that we have to do. We all have to pay taxes. We all have to, if you have a child, you have to make sure that they eat well and, you know, are taken care of and things like that. That's not what I mean. The should do's that I'm talking about are the things that you think you should want because society values them, your family values them, your spouse values it, anybody else in your life other than you, right? If you find yourself saying, I should lose 10 pounds, or I should sign up for PTA or I should do this. It's not necessarily a mark it off the list, but I want you to dive deeper into where that should is coming from. Is it your own expectations and is it aligned with where you actually want to be, your own values, or is it based on wanting other people to accept you? Okay, if it's the latter of those two, that's when I would put it on a back burner or mark it off completely. Okay. Also, and this goes along with the fangirl framework I talked about in step one, but I really don't want you to devalue your own passion and interest in this. Again, your joy is of the utmost importance. It is not a side thing. It is not an afterthought. It is not a byproduct. It is a necessary part of this. So don't devalue your own passion and interest as you're choosing what to focus on for your goals, because here's the thing. If you choose goals that feel like a struggle, if you have it in your mind that it has to be hard, that it has to be a grind, that it has to be a 24/7 hustle, that you have to hate it before you get to the results that you want, that's when your motivation is going to just plummet and you're going to give up. It doesn't have to be, I disciplined my way to this, or I motivated my way to this, or I made it through, I struggled my way through. It doesn't have to be that way. Okay? So the ultimate goal here, the ultimate goal for prioritizing your goals is to choose well. So I personally try not to choose more than 3 to 5 goals for the year, because I know that usually within each of those goals is a lot of nuanced things that, because I set big goals, right? And there's a lot of different pieces to each one of those goals. So I try to choose just 3 to 5 goals. The power sheets, the Cultivate What Matters power sheets, goal planner, allows space for up to 8 goals. And here's what I'll say. You have to do what works for you. But I would err on the side of less versus more for this, because you can always add more mid-year. If you set 4 goals and you crush all of them by April, guess what? There's no rule that says you can't set more goals in April for the rest of the year, right? I want you to set yourself up for success. So choose well. I'm not going to put a number on it. I will share with you what I do, but you know you well enough to know how many you need to choose, okay? I also want to talk about this idea of when you're talking about how many goals to choose and things like this, of a maintenance zone versus a growth zone. So this is a new idea that I've been throwing around lately, and so you get to be one of the first to hear it. But if you think about it, we have these things in our life that we're just maintaining. Like if you have previously gotten into the habit of drinking a lot of water or something like that, if you've created a habit out of it, it's probably no longer something that you have to think about. So I would consider that goal in a maintenance zone. Whereas if you are actively working on launching a new business, that would be, and you're not there yet, and it's not something that you're continuing to do, I would consider that to be in a growth zone. So when I talk about choosing your goals well, I'm really talking about what's going to be in your growth zone, right? That doesn't mean that you don't focus on anything else. You don't have any other responsibilities during the time that you're focusing on those 3 to 5 goals. It just means the majority of your focus and attention is in the growth zone goals, whereas the things that are habits, the things that are already part of your routines, are moved to a maintenance zone. So if you want to learn a little bit more about this new addition to my process and get $10 off your ticket to Goal Getter Live on December 6th, 7th, and 8th, you can do so just by using the word podcast, the code podcast at checkout, and I would love to bring you into that as well. So the final step that and this is one that I feel like a lot of us miss, especially as ambitious entrepreneurs who are just go, go, go. I mean, we are not afraid of hard work. We are not afraid of achieving. It's what drives us, right? But I often find that this final step is a really simple one that gets missed, and it's to do a gut check. So talking about intuition, talking about things like checking in with how you're feeling and everything may feel a little foreign to you, but that's why I want to bring it up. It's because it's not part of your regular routine yet. But there's a real value in stopping and asking yourself, how does this goal, once you've chosen your goals, once you choose well, how does it feel? Are you excited about it? Are you a little terrified, but like in a really good way? Or does it feel like, ugh, I have to do this? And take it even a step further into, why do you feel the way that you feel? How does this align, or how is it misaligned with the things that you want for your life? And really get to know why these goals matter, because when things don't go according to plan, when things get to be more difficult than you anticipated, knowing why is what's going to help keep you on track. Okay? So that final simple little step will make a huge difference. I always like to end each and every episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement immediately. And here's your action step for this episode. Go get your ticket for Goal Getter Live so that we can work together not only on figuring out your big business and life goals for 2022, but also break them down to create an action plan so you can actually start working towards them, my dear friend. Head on over to erinhayworth.com/goalgetterlive and use the code podcast, PODCAST, to get $10 off your ticket. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, you can hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over to Instagram and DM me @workwithprocess. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.